But this is what has been presented to me, and I have confirmed it in other sources. I got a tip from a property owner in Wagga Wagga who's claiming the council is aware of this matter. Now, I'm not blaming the council. I'm just saying they're aware of it. Recently, the council and other government agencies used various powers to inspect a house in Wagga Wagga. They were supported in that inspection by the Environmental Protection Authority, and I'll tell you why they were involved, the New South Wales Police and other government agencies. They had been given information that someone on the property had been slaughtering horses. It's alleged by my informant what they found was shocking. They found on various locations 500 horse corpses and skeletons in piles. Now, they told me the reason the EPA were involved because many of the rotting carcasses and skeletal remains were found in a natural watercourse, hence the EPA's concern. Now, it's alleged that the horses were being slaughtered for meat, but no one seems to know where the meat was going because it's been described to me as an illegal horse knackery. There was also allegedly a cool room there with carcasses of horse flesh, but again, no one seems to know whether it's for human or pet consumption. Now, we have also passed this information on during the news break to Penny Sharp. My informant alleges that of the 500 carcasses, there is documentation that 300 were Brumbies who'd been sent to this property in Wagga Wagga over a period of time as part of a rehoming program. But unfortunately, it appears they have then been slaughtered. Now, we've also checked with authorities to see if people are facing charges. Remarkably, they say not at this stage. Now, I believe the general manager, Mr. Peter Thompson, I'm not blaming Mr. Thompson in any way, shape or form, has told various members of staff and perhaps councillors, including the mayor, Dallas Tout, that this has occurred. We are also seeking explanations from New South Wales Police in Wagga Wagga, the Environmental Protection Authority, and anyone else we can find. If you have information on the story, which I verified independently after getting this tip-off much earlier today, I'm more than happy to accommodate you. Text me 0460873873.